Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. Tony Bennett, Katie Lang, What a Wonderful World, and kick that off with, Larry Carlton and Mike Post and the theme to Hill Street Blues. 9:31, Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning. We are down to the wire, down to the finalists in Dancing with the Stars. As a matter of fact, here's what it sounded like as Tom Bergeron revealed who was leaving Dancing with the Stars last night.
Marissa and Tony, Christiane and Cheryl, on this ninth week of competition, the couple with the lowest combined total and therefore leaving right now. Marissa and Tony.
Yes, Olympic champ Christy Yamaguchi, football star Jason Taylor, and actor Christian De La Fuente are this season's finalists on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And with more on that on the phone lines this morning, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, no real surprise, I guess, with Marissa.
Not really. I did think she did a lovely job. Her quick step was beautiful. She had some foot falters. One in particular, she missed a jeté. But other than that, great showmanship. She really is what dancing is all about. She has fabulous energy. She's excited. She's always so happy to
Absolutely.
Be out there. It's been wonderful to see someone also, as she says, that isn't a size 2. And I'm picking on me because I'm a little but she's such an inspiration because really the majority of people that are out enjoying dancing are not the perfect figure, the perfect that, the perfect everything. They're just doing what you're supposed to do, which is enjoying learning to dance and having fun.
Right, and only 5 points really separated the four after a Monday's dance around, so that's not too bad at all for Marissa.
She did a fabulous job. She really did. She has everything to be proud of.
Absolutely. So let's start with, how about Christy?
Okay, the tango, fantastic.
Wasn't that great?
It was as good as any beautiful professional tango that you would see at a convention. It was fabulous.
She really came back with that tango.
She really did. She had fabulous elegance. She was so elegant. She was so beautiful. It had great contrast. It was fantastic. It was really great. The jive, it was a bit rough. It was a bit stiff. Mm-hmm. It had good energy and a lot of difficulty. It really did.
It did.
Poor thing, too. You know, she's a trooper because her hair was caught in her mouth for the first third of the dance, and you couldn't even tell that she was distracted by it at all.
I didn't even catch that.
Oh, yeah. She was, you know, it came around and got stuck on her lipstick or something or in her mouth, and she just kept going.
Wow.
And she's really a trooper. She's a competitor. She knows how to compete. She's formidable.
All right. And
Christian.
Well,
I know that they really are liking him right now.
Yeah.
But I have a few things I don't like.
Okay.
I still believe that she is over dancing him, his pro partner, and it bothers me. It distracts from him. His posture was not the best in his Viennese waltz. I wasn't impressed with that. I know he got pretty good scores, nines. The samba, sure he can move, sure he can wiggle, sure he can do all of the Latin motion, but she still carried the dance for him quite a bit.
Yeah,
he messed
yeah.
up his feet several times. There were several mistakes. And quite frankly, I think he's getting a passing card when it comes to his arm being injured because the choreography is incredibly redundant. We get the roll out, the roll in, the roll out, the roll in. Yes, we know he's limited, but this is a competition.
Yeah.
And nobody else has really gotten, you know, any slack given to them because of it. So,
that's true. And Cheryl does tend to just kind of like overdo it.
She's too rough. She overdoes everything. And I really believe that she maybe at some level is trying to compensate, but she's been doing it all along.
Yeah.
It's just something that's new this season for her.
Hmm.
And I don't think it serves her well.
I guess she really wants to win it again. So
I guess.
So.
Then Jason.
Yes.
What a beautiful foxtrot.
Mm-hmm.
Great flow and style. He is the most graceful man of his size I've really ever seen. It was much better showmanship-wise. He got really good scores. It was a great dance for him to have done. His paso doble was very strong. He had a few awkward moments that didn't, to me, seem very dance-like. It was more stomping and just moving through it. It didn't flow as well. But overall, his paso doble was still good.
Yeah.
I think if it gets down to the wire and he gets the right dances, he's going to shine.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he can be knocked down. And so what do you think, Jim?
Well,
I'm
putting my money on Christy.
I think it's gonna
come down to Christy and Jason.
I think you and everybody else probably in Vegas that is laying the odds.
Yeah. Unless, like you said, it depends on the dances they get next week.
It truly does. If Christy gets something that is requires too much Latin motion or flow or things that maybe she isn't as comfortable with. If Christian gets something that is going to be flat without his double arm use, and if Jason gets a dance, again, that's not of his style, and he needs the smooth flow or strength.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting. My money is on Christy from the very beginning. I've been saying that.
Yeah.
But I think we've had a few upsets along the road, some that have hung in longer than others, but it'll be a good show next week.
They'll take the stage again on Monday. The runner-up and the winner will be named on Tuesday's Dancing with the Stars results show. So we'll do it one more time next Wednesday with Jeannie Tucker. Of course, you want to find out more, check out her website, www.jeannietucker.com. And we will talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Jim.
All right. Let's check on the markets and check in with the Greenberg Financial Group again this morning. Kevin Ruprecht on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jim. The market's still holding in there with that.